before you even step out of bed in the morning, or certainly within a few minutes of waking up, open your mouth and proclaim, "Today, something good is going to happen to me." But don't stop there. Go even further and declare, "And something good is going to happen through me today." This is because we are blessed, not just to receive blessings, but to be a blessing to others. Just as God told Abraham, "I will bless you and make you a blessing." Let this be our guiding principle. Every morning, make an effort to be a source of goodness for others. So, I want you to feel free and hit the subscribe button, and you can share it with your friends. Maybe they need to hear this powerful word of God. So keep watching until the end to receive the blessings of that powerful prayer at the end of the video. When you rise from your bed, take a moment to express gratitude to God for the new day. Don't hurry through the morning in a state of stress. Instead, start your day with a heart full of thankfulness. Throughout the day, focus your thoughts on God's promises, allowing your mind to be filled with hope, faith, and the expectation of victory. Hope is essentially a positive attitude and mindset. Those who possess hope refuse to entertain negativity. While they address their problems, they maintain a hopeful outlook in their thoughts, attitudes, and conversations, persisting until they achieve victory. Our hope is firmly rooted in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is anchored to the unshakable Rock of Ages, and it is based on the living Word of God. With hope, we can accomplish the seemingly impossible. Your life will become more rewarding and fulfilling when you establish a relationship with your Creator. God has breathed His life into you, and He knows your purpose. He knows what you can achieve. When you invite Him into your life, you will go further than you ever could with your own abilities and talents. The Scriptures tell us that if we put God first, He will crown our efforts with success. His favor on your life will lead you to places that your talent alone could not reach. Today, I encourage you to make a decision. It's time to learn how to live the life that Jesus sacrificed for you to have. Leave behind the past and start fresh. Ask God to take every unjust or immoral thing that has happened to you and turn it into something that can help others. You might be at the lowest point in your life, feeling intense pain, like your world is falling apart. But little do you know, this may just be the beginning of something incredible. Let me assure you, you have no idea about the amazing plans that God has in store for you. No devil in hell is powerful enough to prevent you from experiencing the best that God has prepared for you. The key is to be determined and willing to do your part. Today, I urge you to decide not to live your life in a state of woundedness and brokenness. You have the potential to rise above your circumstances and experience the abundant life that God desires for you. No matter where life takes you, your choices, behaviors, actions, and decisions, regardless of what circumstances you find yourself in, God has the power to set things right. You may have been broken, you may have had a different past, but something new is about to happen. This is a new day, and God is infusing new life into your spirit. Dare to embrace His strength and regain your passion. When you feel weak, declare, "I am strong." If you do this, I believe and declare that you will run and not grow weary. God is renewing your strength so that you can soar like the eagles. Health, courage, and freshness are coming your way. In life, many things may disappoint you, but God will never disappoint you. He will never fail you. As St. Paul wrote in Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace, so that you may overflow with hope." Remember, you were placed on this earth for a specific purpose. You have a divine destiny with limitless potential and blessings that you can't even contain. the favor of God awaits you in the future, beyond your wildest imagination, and this is in line with the Word of God. Declare each day that you have the favor of God, not just on yourself, but on your family, health, business, and finances. Let this become a way of life for you, regardless of the weather or your circumstances. Whether you're on a mountaintop or in a valley, make it a habit to start your day by saying, I have the favor of God.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
God, this declaration is not only to remind yourself or to demonstrate your trust in God, but it's also to show the enemy whose side you're on. The scripture tells us that if we acknowledge God in all our ways, He will crown our efforts with success. One way to acknowledge God throughout the day is to quietly declare His favor under your breath. You may not see a clear path to achieving your dreams, or it may seem like your health won't improve. People may doubt that you can ever afford a nice house or overcome an addiction. They are looking at the natural, but we serve a supernatural God. Just one touch of His favor can launch you forward. Don't let negative, discouraging, or condescending people talk you out of your dreams. They may not understand what God is about to do, but you do. You have His favor, and that's more powerful than any human opinion. Let all the negative words and doubts go in one ear and out the other. None of them can derail your purpose. The favor on your life will defy the odds. It will take you to places where you might not have the qualifications on paper. Don't worry. God knows what He's doing. When you start your day, do so intentionally. Make a decision. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. Send a clear message to the enemy who tries to steal your joy and declare, I will enjoy this day. Put on your righteousness. Know who you are in Christ. Clothe yourself with His peace and decide not to be upset if things don't go your way. Put your relationship with God first in the morning. It's emphasized throughout the Bible for a reason. Starting your day early and tackling difficult tasks right away can free you from the burden of dreading them all day. David, for instance, got up early on the day he faced Goliath. Remember, you won't conquer your giants by hitting the snooze button and staying in bed. Every morning, dedicate yourself to God. Consider Psalm 25. One unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life? You can read, O Lord, do I bring my life? You can read or meditate on this psalm frequently. Every morning, take a moment to surrender to God and say, Here I am, Lord, I am yours. It's crucial to seek God's guidance and wisdom daily, asking Him to reveal your assignments, lead you, show you what to do, where to go, and give you the right words to speak. Now, my friends, let's pray this powerful prayer. Dear God, I pray today for your presence to surround me. I pray that your angels and your Holy Spirit will encircle me so that no evil can touch me or my family. Because of you, Lord, I trust in you to protect me from the terrors of the night and from the arrows that fly by day. In you, Heavenly Father, I find every good thing, as well as protection and the preservation of life. It's in you, Lord, that I find safety. In 1 Corinthians 15, 54, the Apostle Paul exclaimed, Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May all the glory be unto you, Lord, because I have victory in Jesus Christ. You, Lord Jesus, have overcome, triumphed, and conquered. I am filled with great joy, because all power and all victory belong to you, my Lord. So, help me to have unwavering, unshakable faith, a faith that is strong. My Savior will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from perilous pestilence. My Savior covers me with his feathers, and under his wings I find refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. Because of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, the arrows that fly by day, the pestilence that walks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noonday. I bless your name, Lord, for your eternal word and promises. I thank you for setting your love upon me and for your unwavering protection. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ, I offer this prayer. Thank you for hearing me. Amen.